Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are grateful that you are here with us today on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in St. Louis. We're asking you on our Annie Fry YouTube channel to grade the Harris Walls campaign strategy so far. Let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and we'll continue to read your responses throughout the course of the show. I want to get directly to our guest. We only have a little bit of time with him today, but we're glad he is here. Jim Carafano joins us once again, the senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk to us about the news of that hostage being murdered and where the United States is right now and its influence on some sort of ceasefire or support for Israel.
Look, I think the problem is, just speaking quite frankly, is from day one, I mean, look, we all know the day after October 7th that taking the hostages was part of the strategy. It wasn't, oh, hey, let's just take a bunch of hostages. That was a plan. And so the U.S. had to factor that in from day one. And from day one, the strategy has been to really outsource the safety of the hostages to Hamas. The administration has always premised their strategy on getting Hamas a deal that Hamas wants, and that was going to return the hostages. That was Israel's agreed to, by my count, at least three hostage deals, all of which have been turned down by Hamas. So that part of the problem here is the U.S. always put its faith that Hamas was the guy that was going to take care of the hostages, and that turned out to be tragically, a tragically bad call.
Jim, I hear a lot of people pressure the question, like, does the United States think Benjamin Netanyahu is doing enough? And you're talking about how we've agreed to a lot of things that Hamas has not. What does Hamas need out of some sort of deal in order for it to go through?
Well, I don't think they were ever looking for a deal per se. They were looking for a way to defeat Israel. And the strategy that they settled on, because obviously they weren't going to do it militarily, is essentially this global intifada, that this global intifada would put pressure on Israel, and that the Americans would put pressure on Israel, and that essentially Israel would give Hamas everything in an agreement that they couldn't accomplish on the battlefield. But the problem with that strategy is it requires the one thing of Israel that's never going to do, which is to sacrifice the safety of its own citizens. So this was a strategy that was doomed to fail to begin with. So, look, I mean, and I do think the U.S. is part of the problem. I think they committed three sins, in addition to picking a bad strategy. One is they empowered Iran. None of October 7th never would have happened if they hadn't flooded with Iran with cash, and in turn Iran hadn't empowered the surrogates for this attack. The second thing is when it started, they essentially should have gone all in for the Israelis and show Hamas from day one that the strategy wasn't going to work. That might have gotten the hostage back. And then when that was very obvious, because we're a year later, the U.S. should have just said, look, Hamas, if you don't give us our hostages back, we're coming after them. That might have scared them, but they didn't do any of those things. All they did all along was essentially put their faith in Hamas that they were going to do right. And when you actually execute hostages, think about this. They executed these hostages rather than let them be liberated. If they let them be liberated, they could have made, arguments about, oh, Hamas is being reasonable, everything else. But they actually executed an American, knowing full well he was an American. And they didn't think they're going to pay a consequence for that. And the reality is, if you actually look at the U.S., they haven't. The president said things. The vice president said things. But our strategy is exactly the same. Give Hamas what Hamas wants in the ceasefire.
I want to ask you one last quick question because we know you got to run here. I want to ask your thoughts on the Arlington National Cemetery, 13 families from the Afghanistan tragedy. What's your take from where you sit on Donald Trump's presence, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden's absence?
Well, look, hostage families and Gold Star families they're in a special category. There are people that are suffering personal human tragedy on behalf of all of us. and you just put your politics aside. Nobody should play politics with those issues or those people. You know, a hostage family spoke at the DNC. You didn't see Republicans attacking them. And they wouldn't, because that's just wrong. You just don't do that. You don't bring Gold Star families into politics. And that what was done, and I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, so I'm a dog in the fight. From a standpoint of morality, that was a bad thing for Harris to do. From a standpoint of, I think, just political judgment and acumen, it was a terrible thing to do. So I think it's not only a negative statement on her and her campaign. I think it really brings into question her judgment. Sorry, that's just a call on balls and strikes on things.
Jim, we appreciate you. Thank you for giving us some of your time this afternoon. We always love talking to you.
Well, that's because Annie Fry Show is the best radio in the solar system. And people just have to connect with that. All right.
Thanks for calling. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
It gets bigger every time. This was a solar system.
It's like Trump.
Used to be the Earth, I think.
It's on the planet.
So now you're being compared against the Martians.
Yeah, but what about the universe?
Still winning.
What about the universe?
We'll get there.